This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. If you want to borrow money to buy a house, a car, or many other things, you may want to keep your eye on the Federal Reserve today. Many expected to announce it's raising interest rates 0.75 percentage point. That's triple the usual margin. The Fed's trying to fight inflation. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Inflation's at a more than 40-year high, and the president says taming it is his top economic priority.
Gas is up and food is up, which we're going to get down come hell or high water.
But he notes the economic recovery is strong, with big job growth and healthy unemployment.
Under my plan for the economy, we made extraordinary progress.
Telling a union audience in Philadelphia, he's looking to rebuild the economy around workers, trying to draw a contrast with Republicans who have increasingly drawn blue-collar voters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden's calling on U.S. oil refiners to produce more gasoline and diesel, saying their profits have tripled during a time of war between Russia and Ukraine as Americans struggle with record-high prices at the pump. Congressman Tom Rice of South Carolina has lost his Republican primary after voting to impeach Donald Trump over the January 6th insurrection. Congressman Rice has a message for voters.
I just am so blessed and privileged to have had the opportunity to represent them for 10 years. I'm so proud of all the things that we got done.
He was on WPDE-TV. In California, two police officers have been shot and killed, the gunman shot dead. The officers were investigating a possible stabbing in the Los Angeles suburb of El Monte, say police. El Monte's interim police chief calls the fallen officers heroes. Forecasters warning of brutal heat continuing to broil the Midwest to the Southeast. Temperatures are hitting triple digits in Chicago. This is AP News. UPS is testing something new. The AP's Julie Walker.
UPS is testing out a new delivery system it hopes will beat the traffic, ease congestion, and be cleaner for the environment. It has a horn, it's brown, has the UPS logo, and carries packages, but it's not a truck.
It's funny looking, but it's probably good for the city, right? You don't have to block up the whole road, but like that's not going to take a lot of packages. That's probably one building's worth of deliveries.
New Yorker Ian Lagowitz found out it's an e-quad, a pedal-assist four-wheel electric cargo bike like a mini slender version of the truck that UPS worker Dighton Anderson was using to deliver packages in Times Square.
It's still pretty maneuverable. Like, it can still get you in between cars if you need it.
There's only one being tested in the U.S. for now, and that's here. UPS says it's meant for dense urban areas. In Times Square, I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.